There's a bit of a backstory to it. So originally in the 60s, back when people were like Martin Luther King and Malcolm X were trying to bring equal rights for the African Americans back then in America, as you remember, I'm sure we've all heard of the "I've Had a Dream" speech and so on. They actually had a mutual friend who also went on to the media circuit to talk about bringing equal rights to African Americans so that they're in line with other Americans. And so he wrote a 30-page draft of a exploration of race relations in the US at that time in the 1960s. And I think something happened to him. I think he passed away, but the 30 pages that he submitted to his editor, like that was it basically. So this film is basically those 30 pages narrated with footage from movies, from the events that was happening at that time, and contrasting them with events that were happening just a couple of years ago, especially the Charlottesville riots after I think the murder of Trayvon Martin got off. So it's definitely a very timely reminder of racism, how the stuff that happened in the 60s, how we think we're now an enlightened society, that there's no racism or sexism, whatever. Some people have their heads, you know, stuck in the ground in that sort of regards. But this film is showing the audience that it's still happening, that there is still widespread racism across the US. And I feel that by looking all the way back into how race was portrayed in this, like in the 20s and 30s, where there was a film, for instance, that was highlighted where a it's set in a classroom, and then an African-American mum comes to pick up her white-looking child, and no one knew that the white child was actually had African-American heritage, and then after that, she gets bullied because of it. And then it was discussing that film. That was one scene that stuck out in my mind, right? And looking and exploring that sort of aspect of racism and other aspects of racism. And it was a great film. The 30 pages was narrated by Samuel L. Jackson. And you may think, oh, that's a bit, you know, stunt casting, getting a, you know, famous person. I didn't realize it was Samuel L. Jackson until when it said narrated by Samuel L. Jackson right at the end of the film. It didn't take away from the film at all. You know, you're not sitting there going, oh, that's Samuel L. Jackson's voice. You know, like some movies do where they do a bit of stunt casting where you know the actor based on his reputation and not what he's supposed to be doing on the screen.
Not any sort of MRF, mother effers
No. This is like a very serious film. I actually thought it was a very good film. I thought it was very well presented, very well put together, and I think it's a very relevant film for today's audience. The one relatively minor drawback that it has is that it's specifically about racism in America, which is a bit different to racism here in Australia or in the UK or in other parts around the world. So it does bring up examples that some of the audience may not, I guess, identify with, like the race riots, for example, that happened. We haven't really had something like that here. But despite that, I feel that it was still a very good film.
Cronulla kind of rings a bell when you talk about race riots. But I can certainly see the point. There's so many exciting flavours of racism to be experienced if you are a person of colour travelling around the world. Okay, well, sounds like a very terrific and very timely film. Our second film is called Patty Cakes. Now, this is Patty Cakes with a dollar sign for an S. The story of a plus-sized white girl who seeks fame and fortune as a rapper. Now, this sounds like kind of a, it almost sounds like a dumb comedy, but it's actually a drama film which premiered at Sundance.
Yes, it is. It's really weird because it would work really well as a comedy. It has that, especially halfway through the film, where they set up the main premise. So then this overweight white girl ends up creating a rapper group akin to NWA, where the team is herself, a producer with a very mysterious past. No one even knows his name, or even like what his stage name is, plus her friend that works at a pharmacy, and and last but not least, her grandmother.
See, this comes off, the descriptions of this film come off as kind of a zany comedy, and
it plays it completely seriously, which ironically enough gets a lot of laughs out of it. When, you know, they're trying to portray themselves as being like serious rappers, all four of them, even the, you know, 80-year-old Nana in a wheelchair, and her, like, her street name, like her stage name is Nana. And, like there's a lot of comedy mind out of it, but it's primarily a drama film based on her rise and her desire to go out into the rap field. But the thing is, you would never expect an overweight white girl from like the middle of New Jersey to go and do it. So then it's about how she wants to seek respect in her own right as a rapper, and I feel like it does an even better job of portraying the rise of a rapper, even better, ironically enough, than All Eyes on Me. Mm-hmm. which felt a bit like a Wikipedia page, you know, that became a movie. But in this case, I felt like the characters were intriguing. However, like, the first half of the film was a bit, it was a bit of a slog to get through when they're trying to move all the pieces around to set up the team of the four unlikely people, and then like the competition at the end and so on. Like, trying to move all these pieces around, it just sort of got a bit boring. But then when the premise kicked in of these four coming together to perform in a competition, then it just, like, it goes crazy and it goes great, and I loved it for that. Like, at the end, I was going, I don't really care about, you know, what happens to this team, to I really want them to win. Mm. And I feel like they should have written a better first half to incorporate that, and to because, like, yeah, like, as I said, like, I didn't really care for it for the first half.
Mm. Well, okay, a terrific comedy drama in Patty Cakes. That might be worth getting along to seeing this this weekend. Our third movie is a little bit more of a blockbuster, but you know, it's been very heavily marketed. The Emoji Movie.
Yes, I went to go watch it for free and I still feel ripped off. yes, oh gosh, I cried so much during this film. It was such a sad film. Sad mostly because of how Hollywood is, you know, turning this into a film. Like, I wrote a list of things. Usually when I write a list of, you know, the points that I want to make, I usually do about 3 good points, 3 bad points. But in this case, it's about 1 good point and about 10 bad points. Because nothing in this film worked. Like, the visuals, it looked nice. But other than that, like, it's trying to market apps to 6-year-olds. Like, I thought, like, it's a fairly average, tepid film. But then I heard the kid next to me turn to his mum and then say, why are these people always one expression? And then I realized they don't understand emojis because they don't use phones.
Mm.
So it just begs the question, who is this movie's audience? It's supposed to be kids. They know nothing about, like toddlers to really young kids. They know nothing about phones. Other than that, the film has plot holes that you can drive trucks through. It's a complete ripoff of Wreck-It Ralph, Lego Movie, and Inside Out, basically taking the best bits and somehow making those bits that worked in those individual films worse. Mm. Somehow. Like the characters are very flat and I don't really care about them. And for some reason, they decided to shoehorn a relationship between emojis, which is a bit ridiculous. I mean, like, movies like Inside Out, they didn't do it because it just doesn't seem like something that would work with that concept. But I don't know how I feel about emojis falling in love.
Mm.
But other than that, yeah, there's just so many other things that I could mention. But I would be here all day doing a 20-minute review of what didn't work in that film. But yeah, I don't want to take up too much of your time.
Big Kev, thank you very much. So we got 3 films. I Am Not Your Negro, great documentary, very timely documentary. Patty Cakes, bit of an American drama comedy that sounds well worth seeing. And The Emoji Movie, getting a thumbs down emoji from Big Kev.